My name is Yeti. I am a Great Dane. I weigh approximately 140 pounds, give or take a meal. Today, I would like to talk about the cats. Not Pippin's. Pippin's lives here. Pippin's has a bed, a food bowl, and what I can only describe as institutional authority. We do not question Pippin's. I am talking about the other ones, the outside cats. There are currently three of them operating in the vicinity of our yard. I have been observing them for several weeks. I have filed no official report until now because I was still gathering information. I am a thorough observer. What I have determined is this. They do not have a house. They chose this. They look at our house and they feel nothing. That is hard for me to understand. Thor believes he can make friends with them. Thor believes he can make friends with everything. He tried shaking paws with thunder, and now the sky won't stop barking back. Thor once tried to befriend a ceiling fan. I watched the whole thing. It did not go well. Thor's plan for the feral cats involves running directly at them at full speed and then stopping. He has not explained the second part of the plan. I don't think there is a second part. Spicy Pumpkin's position is different. Spicy Pumpkin believes the yard has a weight minimum and that the cats are simply too small to be here legally. That's why she has been rolling in mud trying to qualify for the front lawn. She is not wrong. She is also not in charge of zoning. I have mentioned this. She disagrees. Dingus, who is 50 pounds and therefore the smallest dog in this house, has been sitting near the fence, making eye contact with the feral cats in what I can only describe as a gesture of solidarity. I don't know what she's doing. I'm not sure she knows either. The human has noticed the cats. The human says things like, "Oh, they're just passing through," and "Don't bother them." The human also says this about squirrels, the neighbor's dog, and a raccoon that visited once and left a mess. Humans are extremely tolerant of wildlife. Yeah, they scream when I lick their face, but give a bear a picnic basket, suddenly it's majestic nature. We have talked about this. The conversation was one-sided. Pippin's has not acknowledged the feral cats, not once. I have watched Pippin sit at the window for 45 minutes, looking directly at them with no expression. Pippin's is either unbothered or is communicating something we don't understand. Probably the second one. My official report is as follows. The feral cats are here. They are staying. Nobody invited them. Pippin's knew first. That is all. I am Yeti. This has been Dane's Delight.